Hello, I'm Wilson.
I'm Carmita.
You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Happy 75th birthday, CITR. All you need is love. All you need is love.
All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
The most characteristic since everything goes. So, because of the information age, you know, the internet made everything possible. People communicate easily, just clip, you know. Then the second you clip, you're like a god. You're, you know, all the knowledge is there before you have to really to memorize all the image or all the knowledge. Now you don't have to, you know, it's always there. You just at your own convenience you just pick up whatever.
Shake my head and walk away. Walk away. Sometimes I want to stay here. And again I want to leave. Sometimes I want to leave here. And again I want to stay. Just can't make my mind up. I shake my head and walk away. Walk away. I'm trying to tell you people, tell you just how I feel, yeah. I'm trying to tell you people, trying to tell you just how I feel. I shake my head and walk away. I just walk away. Sometimes I wanna stay here. Then again I wanna leave. Yes, I do. Sometimes I wanna leave here. Then again I wanna stay. Oh. I catch a train and ride away. Gonna ride away.
On Friday, January 25th, come to Seymour Mountain for the Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race. an annual event that challenges the creativity, innovation, and technical skills of engineering students from all across Canada. Participating teams must design and construct a toboggan with a metal frame and a running surface made completely out of concrete. For more information, go to gnctr2012.com.
And you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dorothy, and the track that we just heard was from the artist Little Milton with Feel So Bad. And Little Milton was born in Inverness, Mississippi in 1934 and was really drawn by the popular radio show out of Nashville, the Grand Old Opry. I just totally love the guitar sounds in there. Really great way to start off the show. And up next, we are going to hear a track called the Harlem River Drivers. And they formed in 1970 and sort of formed this Puerto Rican sound based a lot on their piano player and band leader, Eddie Palmieri. So, and the name of the band is actually named after a highway in New York City. So I thought this was kind of interesting. This is the track Seeds of Life.
Loving this woman so, no, not that she. never knew love could be so strong until I held you in my arms.
Natalie McMaster, April 2nd, when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theater. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheater.com. Tickets are now on sale.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
And we're back with Stereo Blues. The track that we just heard was from Bobby Blue Band, and it's called I've Been Wrong for So Long. And Bobby Bland was really well-known in the 50s and early 60s as one of the main sort of purveyors of modern soul blues sound. Among contemporaries include Ray Charles, Junior Parker, and Sam Cooke. So he kind of characteristically mixed gospel with blues and R&B. So I found that really, really soulful stuff. So, and before that, we heard Seeds of Life from the Harlem River Drives. So up next, we are going to hear some more soul, and this is Black Rock with Yeah Yeah.
Black Rock. Oh!
Sydney's punk rockers Food Court with the track Not Enough. And before that, we heard Little Ed and the Sound Masters with It's a Dream. Really loved the harmonica tones in there. Just got a kick out of that. So up next, I stumbled across this track, and it was from a group from Edinburgh, Scotland, and these are called the Shop Assistants, and they were a band who were featured on this tape compilation called the C86, which sounded really interesting, actually. So in the upcoming weeks, we'll dig up some stuff from that, and we'll play it on the show. So here we have the Shop Assistants, and this is the track Safety Net.
Stitch you up. Why does everything happen at once? Don't tell me you don't know where to go. want to know, what are you really thinking about?
On January 15th, from 6 to 10 p.m., the AMS Art Gallery presents In a Celluloid Garden, a night of performances by six UBC students collectively commenting on the medium of film. The evening will also include a screening of Stanley Kubrick's last film, Eyes Wide Shut. The event takes place at the UBC Art Gallery in the Sub, entrance by donation.
Yeah, actually, speaking of movies, went to this show here at UBC at the Norm Theater. It was actually my first time seeing a film, and my friend had mentioned it to me. It was called Ai Weiwei, and it was about this Chinese political artist sort of protesting the Communist Party in China, which was kind of interesting to see the perspective, because I feel like these are the kind of things that you don't normally see. You know, it's, you know, attacks against human rights records, but it's also, you know, pro-business and political ties. So it was a really, really great sort of perspective. And there's a panel discussion after, so got to hear what people had to say. So I think that they're going to be doing another screening sometime this month. I think it's the 29th, but I would, if you're interested, I would check out the Art History Students Association or the Film Society of UBC. I'm sure it's on Facebook somewhere. Yeah, so the track that we just heard was from a band called Laurel Meets the Obsolete. And they're from Guadalajara, Mexico. And I think this is actually the first track played from a band from Mexico, it seems. I can't remember any before this, but I just loved it. It was totally smoldering, really dark and interesting. So yeah, this was recorded in Mexico City last year, released on Capture Records. So I think they're going to be releasing something coming up next month. So definitely keep an eye out. So up next, we are going to hear a band band called TV Torso, and this is Clear Lake Strangler.
No. It's a full-time job, you know what I mean? So you need your books, but your money's all spent. Renting your books can save you up to 55%. We also offer used, new, and e-books too. And custom course packages just for you, just for you. So hit us up for the textbooks before it's too late. Go to bookstore.ubc.ca. Yeah.
Books, definitely. UBC Bookstore, an excellent place. So the track that we just heard is from Lie, called Pressure, and they'll be playing at Winter Waste, which is coming up this Saturday at the Astoria. So there's going to be like 7 bands, 2 stages, visuals by Maren Cooley. It's going to be so great, but there's like 400 people saying that they're going, so I wonder what that means. So we'll see what happens. But regardless, great bands like Apollo Ghosts, Cascadia, Nervous Talk, who we just heard a track from before this. Yeah, and just a lot more. So let's play another track. Oh, yeah, here. We have one by another local band. This is Glass Armonica, which includes members of Fortress and Cowards. So this is a track called Carries Like a Disease.
Thank you. chipping through a Cali daydream. My baby's in her blue jeans. She laughs, cause no tomorrow. We're gonna make our own team. With long hair boys from the Crystal Garden. Sometimes we're twisting on a rainbow. Sometimes we're drifting on a cloud. Sometimes we don't know where we should go. Sometimes we're just a dragging round. But I always fall so hard. Yeah, I always cross my heart. Yeah, I always fall so hard. So
that was Another Crystal Morning from Burger Records' Fatal Jam. So kind of like really glitzy sound. So also coming up this Saturday is going to be a band called What's Hot, and they're also a local band, and they'll be playing at the Princeton Pub, so definitely go and check it out. I played them on the radio show before, so good, really great stuff. So, I guess we're almost closing off here. We'll play maybe one or two more songs after. We'll have, I believe, instead of It Ain't Easy Being Green, is going to be some radio plays. I think it's going to involve some professors at UBC. A lot of hard work has been put into it, so definitely stay tuned. So, next Thursday is a loose affiliation of Millionaire's launch party, which is featuring the Abrahamson singers David Newberry, Erica Ma, Manhug, and Tarek. So, Tarek of Brastronauts. So, that is going to... Oh, God. I just realized this now. It's at the Waldorf Hotel, so I'm guessing that the event isn't happening, which is just terrible. That's kind of terrible, actually. Let's play a song instead. Hopefully it can be rescheduled, because that sounded really great. Anyway, so here we have, let's play the track from Palma Violets. This is Best of Friends. And thanks so much for listening. Remember, every Fridays from 11 till 12 p.m., we're going to close off with Strangler from The Bad Joke That Ended Well. Up next is Rosemary with a really special program she'll be having, so tune in.
Take you out, out, down, down. Take me out.